Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of first, in the name of Jesus Christ, we started the class. Sing him, number one. Let's kneel down to pray and ask God to guide our class. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, that I have this great opportunity to learn the book of Leviticus with you. And hopefully, through this one, we can apply the major teaching in our daily life, not just for studying the history. We also can study the spiritual teaching and also apply into our daily life. So let's turn to page 1. You can mark, if you have the time, you can mark the slide number. The slide number, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and so on. So later on, if we have any questions, you just spot the slide number. It's more easier for you and for me. Okay, so you can, from slide 1 down to slide 75. We have 75 slides in total. Leviticus is a part of Pentateuch. Pentateuch. The Pentateuch means five settings of utensils. So five utensils as a whole, five books as a whole, like a pentagon. Yeah, five, right? The shape, five angles, like a pentagon. So pent, five. And chuk means utensils. So five utensils as a whole set, as a whole one. So we need the five books as a whole one, but today we only focus on the Leviticus. Okay. And before we study the Leviticus, then we have to study the historical settings. If we understand the historical settings, then will help us to understand the Leviticus. We talk about Genesis. Of course, many of you might study the Genesis many times. From your youth, you listen the story from your IE teachers. Even right now, you may teach IE. So you also know the book of Genesis very well. So what is the main idea of Genesis? The Genesis is talking about the origins of the nations, because God called Abraham out of the Ur and enter into his promised land, and will become the nations because God promised him who have many descendants, as many as the stars in the skies, and also like some great nations, and also the territories. So the sovereignty of nation will conclude three elements. The first one is government, the territory. Then the second one is authority. Then the third one is a people. So God promised Abraham have territory, have the land, and also have people. So his descendants, as many as the star in the heaven, and also the presence, authorities. So the Genesis talk about origins of the nations. That came from Abraham. And Genesis also end with death, begin with creation and end with death. So you can see in the chapter 1, verse 1 in Genesis, in the beginning, God created universe. God created heaven and earth. So start with creation, but end with death. Who died? In chapter 50, Joseph died. So died, which means no more hope. It's out of hope. So end with out of hope. That's the main idea of the Genesis. But the next book, Exodus, started with delivery. Right? So God intervened, even though Israel people went down to Egypt and they suffered, they cried to God. So God intervened, God stopped, God delivered them. So beginning with deliverance and end with what? and with God's glory. We can look at, open the Bible, Exodus chapter 40. Then the cloud covered the tabernacle of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. 35. And Moses was not able to enter the tabernacle of meeting because the clouds rested above it, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle. So after Israel people set up the tabernacle according to God's commandment, then after they finished, the glory of God filled in the tabernacle. So this is the end of the Exodus. Then how about the Leviticus? Leviticus talk about the life of the nation. So after God delivered them and then set them apart, then grouped them as a country, as a nation, then they have lived in this territory, right, in this group. Like we are teachers members, then we have to live in the teachers, we have to live in the Lord, because God called us into his name, into under his protections, into his territory. So we have to live inside. So after God helped them to form a nation, then they live inside. So this book will talk about how to live inside. How, when we move to the United States, how to live in the state, right? Then we have to follow the regulations. We have to follow the traffic regulations, okay? 75 miles per hour or 65 miles per hour, then stop signs. We have to follow them. Even we have to follow the tax laws, we have to pay tax. Right? We have to follow the regulations here because we live here. In the same way, God called us into this nation, spiritual nations, then we have to live here. So this book will tell us how to live here, how to live in the nation. And how about the next book, Numbers? Numbers. What's the main idea in Numbers? In Numbers. So in Numbers, you can see many incidents. Sometimes they complained, and most of times they complained about anything, about Moses. So their life will become very difficult because they enter into wilderness. So to them, it's a lot of challenges. It's great challenges face them, ahead of them. So in the same way, we live in this world, we might have a lot of challenges ahead of us. So the Numbers talk about the challenges of the nation, challenges of nation. So when God called us to live in the nation, spiritual nation, and of course, we will encounter many difficulties. We will encounter many challenges. So when we have difficulties, have challenges, but how to overcome them? So the book of Numbers will tell us that. Then how about the Deuteronomy? It's the last book of Pentateuch. What's the main idea in Deuteronomy? Any idea? Deuteronomy means talk about review the law. Because when Israel people stay in Mount Sinai, then God commanded them many regulations. and teach them how to discern what is right and what is wrong, what is clean and what is unclean. Then how to protect your life. If you want to protect your life, if you want to survive in the wilderness, then you have to follow these regulations. There is no way. Because at that time, no GPS, no GPS, no water bottle. So how to survive in the wilderness? How to survive in the desert? In the daytime, almost 100, above 110 degrees. At nighttime, drop to below zero. So how to survive there? And sometimes they might attack by a snake. Snake. So terrible, right? So how to survive there? Then God said, just follow my instructions. Follow. If you follow, you will survive. So Deuteronomy just repeat, review, repeat. So in many occasions, God just reminded us many times, over and over again. Okay, then we look the third slide. The transition. Exodus ended with construction of a tabernacle, which I just read, right? So we go back, Exodus chapter 40, verse 33. Chapter 40 and verse 33. And he raised up the cord all around the tabernacle and the altar and hung up the screen of the court gate. So Moses finished the work and verse 16. Thus Moses did according to all that the Lord commanded him, so he did. Then 19, the last sentence. As the Lord had commanded Moses, 20, verse 20, last sentence. As the Lord had commanded Moses, 23, last sentence. As the Lord had commanded Moses, 25. As the Lord had commanded Moses, 27. As the Lord had commanded Moses, 28. Last sentence. As the Lord had commanded Moses, 32. As the Lord had commanded Moses. So we can see Moses finished everything according to the God's commitment. So how to set up the tabernacle? Then we have set up a tabernacle according to the God's commitment. And if anyone violate the commitment or violate the regulations, then he have to take responsibility. Right? Because God have to make a clear cut. If you are parents, right? If you are parents, of course, you didn't get married, but one day, or even your parents, how to set up their authority? When they say, don't touch this one, then you don't touch. If you touch it, then your parents have to make it clear, how to make it clear, my authority. Then you have to receive a punishment. If you touch it, if your parents say, don't play the match, if you play the match, then your parents might say, stand there for 5 minutes. Stand there, face to the wall, repent for 5 minutes, for pray for 5 minutes, right? Because your parents have to make it a clear cut. So same way, when anyone violates the law, then God have to make it clear cut. Like in Leviticus chapter 10, right? You know chapter 10? Who violate the law, Then the Lord just make them die. Who? Lord just cure them. Have no mercy. Had no mercy. Had no mercy at all. Who? In chapter 10. Yeah, read the Bible, not just look at me. Bible, chapter 10. So this would be a very serious issue. Chapter 10, verse 1. Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron, each took his censer and put a fire in it, put incense on it, and offered profane fire before the Lord, which he did not command them. He did not command them. It is sin, right? So they did not what God wanted them to do. And they did what God wanted them to do. They did what God did not want them to do. So they committed sin. So God had to make it clear. That's why God killed them. So we can see Moses set up the tent of a meeting according to God's commandment. So today, we set up the spiritual temple. So in the same way, we have to do everything according to God's commandment. Okay. Nowadays, youth have many ideas because you receive education in America. And education in America is different from the other country, from the ancient country. Because ancient country is more still, more statistic. But American culture is more dynamic, more active. So you receive the education here. So you might have some idea, very active, very creative too. But sometimes we have to check the Bible. Is it according to the Bible or not, right? It's a biblical way or not. You young people have many ideas, it's good. But we have to check the Bible. If it's not biblical, then we have to give up. Just let the project die down. We don't have to adopt this project because this project is not biblical. But if it's biblical, if your idea is biblical, of course, we have to adopt your idea. We have to take your idea, right? So just be careful. Let's turn to Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 2. Verse 19. Verse 19. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostle and prophet, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. 21. In whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. So we are going to build a holy temple right now. 22. In whom you also being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. So when we build the temple according to God's way, then the Holy Spirit will dwell among us. Otherwise, even now we are so busy, right? So you can see sometimes the members are so fervent to serve, right? To do many things. Everybody seems very busy, but it turned out God was not be with us. Why? Because we did not do everything according to his will. We did not build according to his will. So, but who will build the holy temple? Everybody, you and me. So you and me have to be holy, have to be holy, then have to be submissive. Because we are like stones, you know, we are just like stones. And stones be piled out at a different place. Maybe in the restroom, in the kitchen, or in the pulpit. Just there, they show up. Of course, the stone put there look like more important, more significant. Everybody want to be put there. And nobody want to be the last, the last of the low one. Because if a low one, nobody can see you. And also, if many stones pile up upon you, then you will feel hurt, right? Oh, too many. Too much burden on me. But actually, every individual stones have the same importance, same significance in the sight of God. So we have to be holy and to be submissive. Okay. Then we can build up the holy temple, and also the Holy Spirit will be with us. Then because they finished the tabernacle, the Leviticus tell us about the worship which takes place within that tabernacle. Okay. So when we finish the tabernacle, then we worship there. So we worship here because see, we have the chapel here, and we have a spiritual temple. So where we worship God. And we also have to study when it happened, when this book written or happened. Let's turn to Exodus 19. Chapter 19, verse 1. In the third month after the children of Israel had gone out of the land of Egypt, on the same day they came to the wilderness of Sinai. Sometimes we also call Mount Sinai. The wilderness of Sinai or Mount Sinai is the same. So in the third month after they go out of the Egypt, so when the 3 months after they go out Egypt, then go into the Mount Sinai. So where Mount Sinai? Mount Sinai. And when from 3 months after they out of the Egypt until the Numbers chapter 10. Turn to Numbers chapter 10, verse 11. Numbers chapter 10, verse 11. Now it came to pass on the 20th day of the second month, in the second year, that the cloud was taken up from above the tabernacle of the testimony. 12. And the children of Israel set out from the wilderness of Sinai on their journey, so the cloud settled down in the wilderness of Paran. So until the second year, okay. From the first 3 months, then to the second year of the second month. And 20 days. So you understand where the Leviticus written? Mount Sinai. Then the location is in Mount Sinai. And when from the first 3 months until the next year, right? Until next year. So this is a very important time and date. So almost 1 year, they stay in Mount Sinai to receive God's commandment, to receive the Ten Commandments, and to receive all the regulations how to survive in the wilderness. So after they finish, the God finished all charge, right? All regulations. Then they set out. So how to train our next generations? In the same way, we have to discipline our next generations. We have to train our young generations. Then after they receive the training, after they receive the special seminar, the special workshop, then church gave them some mission, gave them some task, gave them some work to do. See, like Israel people, right? So after God finished all instructions, then they set out because they know how to survive in the wilderness. So how to survive in the college? In the college. Because your college year is very important to you. For the academic reason, you have to do your best to study in the college. Don't waste your time. You have to study for the Lord, not study for yourself. Study for the Lord, study for your parents, not only for your career, for the Lord. Otherwise, what's the point? God put you there, right? God give you wisdom. God give you strength. God give you health so you can study. So what's the point? God put you there. So you have to study for the Lord. Then you have to study the Bible. Because sometimes you can survive. You can survive for your physical need, right? But you can survive in spiritual battle because a lot of temptations in your campus. A lot of temptations. So many dormitories that just mixed. Now, boys and girls, they can, just walk. They can, in my days, my college days, the female student dormitory, the sign is posted outside. Boys, stop here. Stop here. Male visitors, stop here. Nobody can get inside the girls' rooms. No one. But nowadays, how many of you live in the dormitory? Raise your hand. The boy can go into your room? No? All girls. But I mean, hallway. Can walk hallway, the building. Okay. And who raise your hand? Raise your hand again. Okay. Jean? Your dormitory can boy enter into the whole building? Yes. Okay. Okay. It's good because when you live in dormitory, at least they have some regulations, right? And some people watch over you and also watch for you. But if you live outside, you rent the house outside, nobody watch over you. Right? So many young brothers and sisters commit fornications. Commit fornications during the college days. So how to survive? It's very important how to survive. Then we have to study the regulations. Then we will tell the Lord, Lord, I want to agree your contract, your agreement. When you want to download the programs, right? You have to see, agree or I won't agree, right? You have to click, I agree. When you agree, then they will allow you to download the programs. download the files, right? Agree. So in the same way, we agree God's commandment, we agree God's agreement. God said, you have to do so, then you can survive in the college. You can survive in the temptations. You can survive. I'm serious. You can see that many young people, they serve the Lord so fervently, very good. But when the day of marriage, they say, sorry, I'm sorry, Pastor, we cannot hold the wedding ceremony in the chapel. We got a shock. It's a good brothers and sisters. But it turned out this result. Okay. So survive, how to survive? Then we have to study the word of God. Then make a commitment. Lord, I want to follow your way. I want to listen to your voice. That's why we learn the Leviticus. Then we turn to next slide. Next slide. The theme of Leviticus. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 3, verse 12. So he said, he referred to God. So God said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Where is the mountain be? The mountain is Mount Sinai. So you will serve God on the Mount Sinai. So what is the purpose of Leviticus? To serve the Lord, because God said, you shall serve me on this mountain, on wherever you went. Because wherever they went, of course, there are some mountains, right? Not just in Mount Sinai. Wherever they went, wherever they moved to, they can find some mountains, some valley. So wherever you go, I will be there with you, but you shall serve me there. So even you live in dormitory or you live in the college, and the college is remote area, there is no church there, but you also can serve the Lord. How to serve the Lord? Where is the Lord? Jeffrey, where is the Lord? Where? Church, but your college is far away from church. So how to serve the Lord? Where is the Lord? Where? Alex, where is the Lord? Where? Here, up there, everywhere. The Lord is a spirit, God is a spirit, right? So everywhere, and you serve the Lord everywhere, even in the restroom, when you take a shower, you can serve the Lord, right? So where's the Lord? How to serve the Lord? Serve our brothers and sisters. Serve your neighbor. Who is your neighbor? Whoever loves you, according to Luke, right? Luke chapter 10, Jesus tells a parable about Good Samaritan. Because Good Samaritan take care of the victim. So Jesus said, he is the good neighbor. So I wish you would love our neighbor. Who is our neighbor? The one who loves us. So who is your neighbor? Your parents is your neighbor, right? Your parents love you like a Good Samaritan. When you got sick, who take care of you? Your parents. When you got sick, who sent you to the hospital, your parents. When you need to play piano, learn the piano, who took you to the teachers to learn the piano, your parents. So your parents, like a good Samaritan, take care of you any moment, everywhere, right? So they are good neighbor to you. Then who is good Samaritan, your neighbor, your brother and sisters, or your siblings, your IE teacher, your pastor. So love them. Of course, our Lord is our good Samaritan, is our good neighbor. So we have to preach, you know, preach to our neighbor, preach gospel to your roommate, okay, to your friend. It's a shame in our TDC, none of youth have the heart to preach gospel to their friend. Even not, you know, the local church, in Chinese they say 聚会所, local church. Local church actually came from China. It's Chinese people, right? But when they preach to the United States, they preach to the white people, to the Caucasian people. To the Caucasian people, then 20 Caucasian people, then Caucasian people preach to their own people, the same race, the same color, same culture. Of course, my English is not poor. Right? I try to preach the gospel to the occasion, even to Brazil. You know? Even I did not speak Portuguese. You know, sometimes I visit our members who run business, and they have some customers went to their shop. I talk to them, I talk to Brazilian. Even my Portuguese is so poor. I do my best. I want to show our brother. Even I didn't know your language, but I try my best. How about you? Your English, blah, 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 right? Sometimes you speak like a bullet. Oh, so fast. I cannot catch it. See? It's your gift. Use your tool. God gave you a tool already. You have a tool already, right? So use it. How to serve the Lord in your campus. So the local church, they train Caucasian people. Then Caucasian people preach the gospel to their people. The same language, same culture. They understand them. So nowadays, they have many Caucasian people. And they also training their young people to preach the gospel to the street, to distribute flyers door to door. So sometimes you can see like a moment, right? Okay, two by two, then they knock your door. So how about us? How about us? Ask you us. Right. Just how many times we receive many training, right? Many workshop, many seminar, but we just lack heart to do service. So God said, when you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. So we have to serve the Lord anywhere, okay, anytime. When you go to Madano to have breakfast, even to have a coffee, right? To order a coffee, you can ask the clerk, attendant, say, "Hey, lady, do you go to church? You believe in Jesus?" Right? They will answer your questions. You know, sometimes when I went to McDonald's, to get them coffee, I asked a young lady. The young lady, oh no, my grandmom went there. I don't. I asked her, why not? No fun. No, but too boring. So at least we understand what's their response, right? What's problem with them? What's problem with them? Then we can bring the problems into our church to share with everybody. So how to break through their hindrance? Because God, Satan dwells in their heart. Satan stopped them to draw near to God. So how to break through? Like a fight. They have a stronghold. And how to break through the stronghold? Then we bring back to the church to share, right? How they say, this is not fun, it's too boring. Too boring. So how to help them to overcome this? So we'll go back slide number 4. Because God wants us to serve Him, this is the main purpose, to serve Him. Then how to serve the Lord? We have to be holy first, because God is holy. God is holy. So we can see the whole book, in the whole book, there are many verses said, I am God, I am holy God, be holy, because I am holy. So it is 87 times mentioned about the holiness. And 43 times, God said, I am the Lord. I am the Lord, 43 times. So we cannot imagine how holy God is. Holy. Can you describe it holy? Can you describe it white? White. Any of you wear the white shirt? Raise your hand. White. Henry, you wear the white? Okay, can you stand up? The white. See, white. It's really white. The white shirt. It's a very pure white. So, when we look at white color, that's all we can understand, right? All we can understand, just stop here, right? Let's stop here. It's a white people. How white they are. Huh? How white they are. Okay, that's plain science. Amen. We'll take a break.